It's the team's team of the week on the Jim Davis Show.
And our team's team of the week brought to you by Rick Nelson Agency and American Family Insurance. For a free comparison, call this team of licensed professionals at 970-241-0078. Our team's team of the week is 4-1 in the Mountain League right now. Grand Junction Tigers boys lacrosse for the second time this season. Our team's team of the week presented by Rick Nelson American Family Insurance. With us right now, coach of the Tigers, Armando Renteria, also the brothers, Eddie and Stuart Dean. Eddie's the junior, and Stuart's a freshman for the Grand Junction boys lacrosse team. They join us right now on the team line. Thanks for coming on this morning, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, let's start out with you, Armando. Coach Renteria, your team coming off that win against Montrose, 18-9, and of course, in a big rivalry win a couple of weeks before that against Fruto Monument, or a couple of matches before that, I should say, against Fruto Monument. And it kind of feels like that after that win against Fruto Monument, that has kind of set the stage for this this push right now you're making in the Mountain League.
Yes, I think we're starting to mesh, and we're starting to get all on the same page. We worked out some stuff internally, and I think it's all moving forward from here.
What do you feel like has been the biggest change in your team, Armando, you know, where you had, you know, guys talked about it, kind of sorted some things out? Where do you feel like you've seen the biggest change, the biggest progress in your lacrosse team?
I think the boys are just buying in, and, you know, we got a couple of new coaches joining our staff, and I think that bring a new energy, and that's what's helping us out.
I know that you've had great performances from a lot of different players. Maddox Castor in particular has been your leading goal scorer. Maddox has played really well for you this season.
Yes, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what Maddox can do from here on forward. He's our one lefty, and it's always good to have that lefty on your team.
Well, you came up with the 11-7 win against Fruto Monument, and we'll switch it over to Eddie and Stuart Dean. And Eddie, let's talk about that. You played Boulder, which is a really good team. You played them that game before Fruto Monument, lost a close one, 11-10. It kind of feels like maybe you built out the momentum of, even though it was a loss, but still the way you guys played against Boulder maybe helped to kind of fuel the fire a little bit in that rivalry matchup with the Wildcats.
Yeah, we definitely saw the potential that we had playing that game and taking that rough loss where we thought we played really well and there was just a couple things that were off. And then just working on stuff in practice and preparing for a big rivalry game, like we just came with the energy and we're ready to face Fruto.
We're talking with Eddie Dean of the Grand Junction Tigers boys lacrosse team, and let's go to that Montrose game. Eddie, a very impressive performance for you. You got the hat trick, 3 goals. Paxton Weber, the freshman, had 4 goals, but you two were the guys finding the back of the net in that win against Montrose.
Yeah. Our team was clicking in that game, and I think we really found our stride offensively, moving the ball and finding each other open and doing a good job passing to us. My teammates were finding me for open shots that just made it easy for me to shoot it and get goals.
Eddie, your team right now, as I mentioned, 4-1 in the Mountain Conference. You have that one loss in conference play to Telluride. It's Mountain League's always tough. It's always a difficult league to win, but you guys right now are in a good position to challenge for a league title.
Yeah. We got a good schedule coming up playing conference games, and we have some momentum going into those games, and I think we'll have a good chance to compete and hopefully push for a Mountain League title.
It's our team's team of the week, brought to you by Rick Nelson American Family Insurance. It's the Grand Junction boys lacrosse team, as I mentioned, 4-1 in Mountain League play right now. We're talking with Coach Armando Renteria, also Eddie Dean, junior for the Tigers boys lacrosse team, and his brother Stuart as well, who's a freshman. And Stuart, what do you feel like? What's it been like to be out there with your brother playing on the varsity team? A chance to get out there and show your stuff as a freshman.
You know, they leave a good legacy, and just watching them play and being out there on the field and seeing how they move the ball and just their awareness is something that I hope that I'll be able to emulate as I continue to play. And, yeah, it's good.
Stuart Dean and Eddie Dean and Armando Renteria of the Grand Junction Boys Lacrosse joining us. Stuart, you started on the JV squad as a freshman this year. You've been going back and forth between varsity and JV. What's the biggest difference when you step on the field against those varsity guys? You're like, this is different out here.
I think the difference between the two is the varsity players really want it. And so when you're up against other teams and it's their varsity squad, they really want to win. And it's a lot more fun to play against them because then there's a bigger competitive side of it. And, yeah.
Well, certainly you've got some really good players, some senior guys, obviously like Maddox Castor, Gavin Mottram, who has had a sensational season as well. He had 3 goals against Montrose as well. But, Stuart, you're part of a group with Paxton Weber, as I mentioned, a freshman, had 4 goals. Aiden Cassidy had a goal against Montrose as well. There's definitely a youth movement for Tigers lacrosse, a lot of freshmen, including yourself, that are part of the varsity program right now.
Yeah, last year when we played Grand Valley, we had a pretty solid team, and we're looking to continue to keep that team working and getting better so that our Junction High School team will be the best it can be.
With us today, it's our team's Team of the Week, Grand Junction Boys Lacrosse, with Coach Armando Renteria, also the brothers Eddie and Stuart Dean with us in the program. So your brothers, you play together, and we mentioned, Stuart, you've been going up and back and forth between the JV program and the varsity program. So how do you enjoy playing with your older brother? Are there times that your older brother kind of gives you the business a little bit, and you're like, man, when's he going to graduate? Is he a senior yet? Do you ever have those moments with your brother?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's hard because we like to do offense versus defense, but every opportunity that we get to go against each other is always fun. We're always talking smack and making it so that we're pushing ourselves to the best.
Eddie, you probably wish, man, kid brother, why does he have to be up on varsity, right? Does that happen for you?
No, I'm excited that he's gotten the opportunity to play both. I think it's great to play JV, but it's also good to get some varsity looks. And he's got a lot of potential, and he's shown that he can be really good, and he's going to be a really good player in the next couple of years for Grand Junction.
Okay, question for you, sibling rivalry here. Who's the better singer?
I think I'm going to have to take that one. I'm going to have the higher voice, and so I'm able to hit those notes that, you know, he just can't hit. But yeah, he's also a good singer. He can hit the low notes. So
okay, so it could be a nice little duet. You guys could complement each other.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
If you could sing a song together, what song would it be, and would you sing it for us right now?
My voice is a little tired. I don't know if I can sing right now, but I would probably have to choose. Go to the Disney song.
That's
a good Disney song.
Go to the Disney song. I'm a little surprised.
I'll make
man.
A man out of you from Mulan.
Okay. Wow. Well, if you want to sing
that's
great.
A good one.
If you want to sing it, you've got airtime right now. This might be the start of a recording career for you guys.
I don't know about that one. We're not the greatest singers. We might need a little like piano or guitar in the background.
Buckeye used to play drums in high school. I don't play anything, so you're kind of out of luck there. I'm sorry.
Acapella on this show.
Yeah, definitely acapella on this show. Who's the funnier of the Dean brothers?
I think it just depends on what it is. I think with school, Stuart's more pickier about like being super detailed about stuff. And then for me, it's like for like lacrosse, I feel like there's a lot of picky things of like, oh, like I didn't pass it in the right spot. So I think there's a little pickiness with both of us and we just want to get better and continue to like push ourselves to be as good as we can. And so being picky about little stuff on the lacrosse field is as good to us.
I believe I did ask about who is funnier, but that's also a good answer as well. That works too. Who's the funnier of the two of you though? Who's got the better? Who's better at cracking jokes and making people laugh?
Definitely me.
definitely you. Okay. All right.
No argument, though, it sounds like.
Apparently not. Apparently
I'll let him have it. Yeah, I'll let him have it. He's funnier than me. I mean, I have my moments, but I would say he's way more of a funny social person than I am.
All right.
They both make the bus ride fun.
Sometimes Armando, they make it a little too fun, and you have to go, okay, guys, okay, Eddie, Stuart, settle down.
It helps me when I'm driving.
Well, guys, we appreciate the time. Congratulations on being our team's team of the week. Armando Renteria, also the Dean brothers, Eddie and Stuart, with us from Grand Junction Boys Lacrosse. Guys, we appreciate the time, and good luck rest of the way.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right, take care, guys. All right, that's our team's team of the week.
Yeah.
That was good. I think he misunderstood my question.
It happens.
That's okay.
Speaker.